The Boop Show is brought to you in part by patreon.com/frogpants, where you can contribute to shows like this on the Frog Pants Network. That's patreon.com/frogpants. This is the Boop Show for September 29th, 2014. It's some gaming news you can use. I'm Scott Johnson. Well, I just jacked up that beginning there. I apologize. It's been one of those days. It won't stop raining. Normally, this is like video game time where you just sit on the couch and wear your pajamas all day, but nah, it's a freaking Monday. I've been under the weather and dealing with other stuff, and guess who got no game time in? Me! But I am going to get some in tomorrow. Shadow of Mordor is happening tonight at midnight, and I'm pre-ordered and ready to roll. Just got to download that thing. In fact, I wonder if it's pre... Did they do a pre-install on that one? PS4, I wonder? I didn't check. I should check. But anyway, that's tonight at midnight, and I am very much looking forward to that game. But it's weird because I wasn't until about, last Tuesday or Wednesday? Because unlike most games, they don't have reviews a week ahead, which is weird, right? Usually everybody waits until the last second. In fact, you didn't see Destiny reviews for like 2 days. After the launch of the damn thing. I don't understand how... Like, what are the rules? Are there rules? Are there no rules? Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. The point is this. Do you notice how many times I say the point is this? The answer is a lot of times. Yeah, Shadow of Mordor. It came out, the reviews were stellar, and this wasn't even on my radar. It's like, oh, another Lord of the Rings game. Guess what I'm not buying, right? Hard to get too excited about those. They've been fair to Midland over the years, but, you know, not really all that stoked. And then these reviews hit, and everybody is freaking out about this game. Saying, if you like yourself some the Assassin's Creed-style traversal stuff and exploring, and you want to put into that some... Batman Arkham City fight system stuff, and then top it off with this Nemesis thing, which is totally unique and new, and then just claiming it's this incredible experience with a really good story and some really sweet ideas. So I'm all excited now. I've bought into the hype. Let's hope I'm not disappointed. We'll find out tomorrow, right? I guess tonight. If I'm not, look, midnight launches where you actually play until 2 or 3 in the morning. That's for people who don't have work the next day. Who are you people? You're clearly not the people in China that are making physical Hearthstone games and boards. Did you hear about this? My best Jay Leno voice. So some knockoffers, is that what you'd call them? Guys who knocked it off. They made a knockoff of Hearthstone. They made a physical version of the game. Cards, board, tokens, little mana crystal deals. The whole 9 yards. And that is a playable thing. You can put that out there and play with your buddies. As long as you don't mind doing something very unauthorized and rather illegal. Let's dip our toes into the news, shall we? Speaking of China, the Xbox One has launched in China with 10 approved games. As you know, not easy to do over there, man. It's not like over here, but it's like, hey, there's 50 dumb games. Over there, you got to be real picky, and they got to approve everything. That is to say, the government. The, what are they called? The Office of Moral Fortitude, or whatever it is. It's out now, though. And it was a last-minute delay, remember? But it's out now. And this marks the first time a foreign console, meaning something from these United States, has been allowed in the Chinese marketplace for over 14 years. 14 freaking years. They had to partner with Chinese media company Best TV, and that, I assume, helped them with the deal. It's now on sale for 4,000, it's on sale in 4,000 locations, retail locations in 36 cities around the country. This is according to VentureBeat. I have another report that says 37 cities. Does it really matter? Probably doesn't matter. Here are the approved games. Forza Motorsport 5. Boy, they should have rethought that one. Not very good. I played it. It's all it's not a good Forza game. Horizon 2 looks good, though. Anyway, Kinect Sports, Rivals, Dance Central Spotlight, Max, Curse of the Brotherhood, Rayman Legends, and a Chinese ID at Xbox game. I don't know what that is. Naughty Kitties. Oh, hey. Whoa, whoa, hubba, hubba. I don't know what that is either. There's a few more. So here's the deal. The authorities over there had established these guidelines and what kinds of games they'll allow in. That's what these guidelines are for and what could or should be sold in the country. Banning those that, quote, threaten China's national unity or natural beauty, sovereignty or territorial integrity. And those that promote cults, superstitions, obscenity, drug use, violence, or gambling. Microsoft says they're going to get another 70 games there. Before too long. Good on them, man. It's hard to navigate around all that BS, you know? All that weirdness. Anybody stationed over there in China? You want to write in and tell us more about how stuff works? Love to hear more. Taco Bell is giving away some white PS4s. This according to... I forgot where I got this one. I think Polygon. Starts on October 9th. All you got to do is purchase a PS4-branded Taco Bell big box. And text the included code for a chance to win a bundle, including a white PS4 and Destiny. So this is that Destiny bundle. And it looks like Sony and Taco Bell are promising to pick a winner every 15 minutes during this particular promotion, which ends, so you have between the 9th and the 19th. That, ladies and gentlemen, is 10 days. The bundles include a white PS4, a white DualShock 4, a physical copy of Destiny, two additional Destiny download codes, a voucher for the Destiny Ingram gear pack, and a 30-day PlayStation Plus membership, which is only available for new Plus members. So if you already got a Plus membership, you're out. You can't. That part doesn't work for you. But whatever, the rest is good. The extra, that was my table. I didn't fart. Did you hear that sound here? I want to do it again so I can prove it. I can't do it now. Anyway. the extra codes for downloads, that's cool because you want to play with your friends. Yeah, it's a little weird there's not three additional codes, because then you could have a perfect team of four. Like, why wouldn't you want to do that? The thing they don't mention here is that all of this can be yours. A chance to win, and what you do win is awesome. All that stuff is great. They don't mention the sweet burrito and chicken soft taco that you got as part of the deal. Most homes stream via their consoles, it turns out. This is a study in the U.S. I cannot speak to foreign markets, but nearly 30% of us in the United States, in these states united, that is those that are broadband households, households with good broadband internet. Well, who knows how good? There's probably some standard. They all use, this 30% use a connected game console as their primary connected streaming device. That's insane. That's way higher than I would have expected. I would have thought those Rokus and Apple TVs and Google Chromes and all that stuff would have been, or Chromecast would have infiltrated the nation in such a way that it was much more disparate. But 30% is a pretty commanding lead. With 46% of all U.S. broadband homes having a video game console connected to the internet, about 28% of them use the consumer electronics device as their primary connected device. This is new research from Parks Associates. They're actually known for stuff that's accurate, I guess. Everything I read said, yeah, you can trust these guys and their numbers. These guys found that about 75% of these homes use it to access this non-gaming content at least weekly, and nearly 40% access this content for more than 10 hours per week. So in other words, if you're an unplugger, or even if you're not, you're getting a ton of content via your console. And I don't know what Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Chromecast, and Roku, and all these other things. You know, they're I don't know what they need to do. They're only about 12% of this overall usage. 12%. That's not great. By the way, a small little number here. 9% use a connected Blu-ray disc player. Who are those people? PlayStation Home is now closing its doors worldwide on March 2015. So you got till next spring, and then you're out. Their little social experiment deal is being shut down worldwide. Was going to be just Japan. Remember, we got that announcement. Now they've announced this. They have stopped making content as of November of this year, or will as of November this year. And you can get downloads that are due to you through the 3rd of December. But they're not, I mean, that's it. They're not making any more. Yeah. You know, in a way, it's a bold experiment. It must not have done, everyone always said, oh, it's so lucrative. They made a bunch of money with it. You just don't hear about it. Well, if they did, wouldn't they continue it? I'm starting to think I've been lied to, man. What's going on? Super Smash Brothers, or as my the neighbor kid over here calls it, Super Smash Bros. You know, there's a whole generation of you guys that are saying that. Here are the two things you say, and it drives me nuts. Super Smash Bros, that's number one, and Verse instead of Verses. Oh, yeah, man, I like freaking Mario Verse Luigi. Just say Verses, dude. There's no Verse. I hate it. Anyway, it's on the 3DS now, and it is getting high praise. I don't have it. I'm very curious about it. I did not expect a portable version of this game to be getting as much praise as it has. I mean, the online must be pretty good, because isn't that really all you want to do on this thing, is play other people? What other fun is Super Smash Brothers than to bonk your heads in the your friends in the head? What, I ask you? EA promises that Battlefield Hardline will work at launch. Boy, there's a promise. Jeez, are we to this point in video games where it's news that a company that should ship a feature complete working product has to say, yeah, it will work when you get it? I mean, obviously Battlefield 4 has put them in this position because there were so many problems at launch. Severe issues, some would say. I would say that. They answered this thusly. So you're basically asking us is this, or what you're basically asking us is this. Is your game going to work? And the answer is yes, it's gonna work, unquote, said the creative director of Battlefield Hardline in an interview with Games Revolution at the 2014 Tokyo Game Show, TGS for short. Visceral started working on the project, they say, before BF4 launched last fall. So they've had time to start the thing, then that launch, see the problems, learn from that. So it's fine. It'll be fine. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that game. At least trying to do something a little different than just release another straight up Battlefield game year over year, which would not have made a lot of sense at all. Rise on the PC. You remember this on the, you got your Xbox One version of this. You got a PC version now, and they've taken out the microtransactions and they're adding some DLC. Rise, Son of Rome, to be specific. No microtransactions in the PC version. Launches on October 10th. And Crytek, who developed the game, noted the change in a blog post and talked about some of the features of this version. Four DLC packs that ship separately for the Xbox One version will be made available for free and all at once. That's kind of nice. The DLC added the survival mode to the game's multiplayer, plus more than a dozen maps and five additional skins. Game also features advanced graphics support, which includes 4K resolution. Oh, my old man bones kicking in. We really are creeping up on 4K res, aren't we? I mean, where everyone's going to demand it, and then I got to upgrade hardware. Are we ready for this? Do we really care? Is it that much better? Get off my lawn. Crytek did not explain why they removed the microtransactions, or you know, could have been a Microsoft thing. Who knows? They did not say. But anytime that stuff leaves, I'm happy. Bungie kills the Deustiny? Bungie killed the Destiny loot cave. Deustiny leak cave. Bye-bye, loot cave. No more loot cave. You can't just wander in there and... It's an exploit. It was never a feature. It's a way to cheat. You guys know that, right? I mean, let's not pretend. Oh, they're killing off... I'm seeing this online. They're killing off one of the best parts of the game. No! It was a bug. You're exploiting it. It should be removed. They finally cracked down. And it's out. It's gone. The patch went live the other day. and it officially nerfed the cave and reduced the spawn rate. And it pretty much killed everybody's favorite place to farm for loot. I mean, what'd you expect? Nobody in their right mind would keep that in their game. I mean, it was an exploit. I remember playing, okay, this brings me back, but I was playing Asheron's Call 2, an old MMO that didn't last very long. Its predecessor lasted longer than it did. But it came out before WoW and after Dark Age of Camelot, I want to say, and we played it for a while, and that game had no content. I mean, we got like past level 20 and there was nothing to do. But there were these creatures out in these plains, and I remember this time, went and attacked one. He's way higher level than us. We weren't supposed to be able to beat him. But he got hung up in a tree. And all he had to do was when he would chase you, just run toward the tree and then get behind the tree and keep running. And he wouldn't pathfind around it. He would just get knotted up in the tree. And then we just pick him off slowly until he died. What do you think that wasn't an exploit? Of course these things are. And by all things holy, they should take that stuff out. All right. Okay. It is time for phone calls and emails. As always, you can send your emails to boopshow@gmail.com, boopshow@gmail.com. You can call us 206-339-1320. That's 206-339-1320. Leave a voicemail. Keep it short. Keep it interesting. There is a great likelihood we will play it right here on the show. And I'm going to read one email from one guy, but let me just say there were hundreds of these, and there were tweets all week, and there were other emails to other accounts. All of you telling me what that caller had said last week that I could not hear with my own ears. And when I heard it, I was so mad because then I went back and listened to the call, and sure enough, it's a piece of cake to understand what he's saying. But for whatever reason, my brain was blocking it, and I couldn't hear it. Anyway, I got an email from Timothy who said, I think the caller on your 925 episode was saying Mutant League Hockey. Great show. Keep it up. You're totally right. That's what he said. And he was all excited about it, as am I, because I love that series. I do not think they're making it, but I would be very happy if they did. I mean, somebody's making a spiritual successor to Road Rash. Why not make one to the Mutant League games? Give me football or hockey. I'm in. An email from Audie comes in. Says, so here's my theory / realization about Destiny. See if this holds water. All right, I will. Bungie has made an MMO for people who otherwise would never have played an MMO. I still don't think it's an MMO. Let me just pause the email there. Everybody calling it an MMO. Bungie may call it that. But by all traditional measurements, it's not one. It's not. There's not even a massive... It doesn't have the requisites. Because MMO stands for Massively Multiplayer Online Game. How is it massively multiplayer if you can only phase in so many people in any given time anywhere? I don't buy it. I don't buy that. Sure, there's some like public stuff, but I mean, you can't even group with that many people. I don't buy it. I don't buy that whole description. Anyway, says this, they took their skill at crafting an FPS and applied that to an MMO, but neglected to learn too much from either from other MMOs that have come before it and have refined themselves. I completely agree with that. That's why I think people like you, who have lived in an MMO game, are left wanting for much more from Destiny. I'm one of those people who never cared for MMOs because the mechanics never appealed to me. Being a big fan of the FPS genre, I'm willing to forgive Bungie more because I am not laboring through something I've played before. Am I close to something with this, Audie? Yeah, I think you are. I think that there's, and I said this on Twitter and I mean it, because this is no guile or ire to Bungie, because I really want this game to succeed and be good, and hopefully it continues to evolve and they address these things, but they just don't have the RPG chops any more than other game designers, you know, unless they went and hired a whole team to do it, which I guess they could do too, but they just haven't done RPGs or progression style first-person shooters. It's been Halo forever. And that Halo stuff didn't really have much in the way of, not even Call of Duty style unlocks and progression and leveling. So they're new to that side. And for those who never cared for that side or don't play there much anyway, this all seems pretty awesome to you. I've just seen this, a lot of these things done better. And they can get around to it. They'll get around to it. I'm not I'm not counting it out, but I think you're right. I think that is my problem. Shane from Canada. He's Canadian. It's Canada. Hey, Scott, love the show. I heard you mention a couple of shows ago that Canadians say the name of the game Hearthstone in a funny manner. That is to say Hearthstone. I am a Canadian, and I lived in Vancouver, Toronto, and Ottawa, which are all Canadian cities. I know what they are. I'm aware. And have friends that live in other Canadian cities as well. While I've not talked to all of my Canadian friends about how they pronounce their name Hearthstone or Hearthstone. I've never once heard any of them say Hearthstone, as you seem to believe they do. We pronounce it Hearthstone, same as you. Please stop this madness, but keep up the great podcast, Shane. All right, Shane. I'm hearing from other Canadians that tell me why they say it that way, though. So maybe you just have cool friends. I don't know what's going on there.
Hey, Scott, it's Ron. Anyway, more to the point, I was wanting to ask your opinion on what other games I should get. I got Towerfall, Ascension, and love that one as well. I'm just wanting to try to find a little more variety, I guess, in the game. And, I mean, you know, I've heard Last of Us is really great, of course, and then I've heard a few things about Infamous Second Son was also very good, also looks fantastic. Anyway, just wanted to kind of get your input there and see which one I should look at next, I guess. If you could, I guess I value your opinion pretty highly and listen to all your shows. Fantastic stuff, man. All right, well, take it easy and have a good one.
So, thanks. He did a boop at the end. He got a PS4. I cut out some of his call because it was about earlier stuff, but so he's got Destiny and all those other games he mentioned. I'm going to recommend a bunch of downloadables. Rezogun, which you should have gotten for free, I think. Or is that now pay for? I don't remember how that went. I meant to check that. I'll let you know tomorrow on Shadow of Mordor. Pretty excited about that. Or I'll let you know, I guess, on Thursday's show. I really liked Assassin's Creed Black Flag a lot. And I think it's really good on that console. So I would recommend that for a good third-party game. And I would hurry because, you know, next spring you're going to be playing the new one. So, yeah, a lot of things will change. But I thought that was a great experience. My favorite of the Assassin's Creed games is that one, Assassin's Creed. It's fantastic. Yeah, Second Son's really good. I just like that. I'm really a big fan of like downloadables, and I'm even bigger fan of Rogue Legacy and games like that. So if you're cool with like retro looking stuff, those games are great. They're less expensive if you have a Plus account. A lot of them are a lot of crossplay stuff. So yeah, there's a lot there to be mined as well. But a lot of the games you mentioned are good also. Beyond that, I mean, we're still early in this generation. I do think you're getting a better bang for your buck there than on the Xbox One. I hate to say it. I just don't think the games are there yet. They will be. It'll be a harder decision later for someone else. But good on you, man. Sounds like you got what you wanted, and that's good. All right, it's going to do it for this episode of Boop. Again, if you guys want to be a part of the show and send in your emails or your calls, the email address is boopshow@gmail.com. You can call us 206-339-1320. You can also follow us on Twitter at Boop Show, B-O-O-P Show on Twitter. Frogpants.com/boop is where you can go as well. Get all the archives and sign up for wherever you want to subscribe to the show. If it's your first time, whatever. It's all right there. Oh, what else? I feel like I'm forgetting something major here. Did I tell you the Twitter account? I did. Oh, yo, no. Hey, you want to support the show? Here's your way to do it. Go over there to patreon.com/frogpants. Throw a little scratch our way. Help us make great shows like Boop and others, because I would really appreciate that. That's it. Patreon.com/boop. That's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for being here. Good times as always. And I can't wait to hear what you guys are playing during the week. We'll be back Thursday with a whole new show. Until then, stay out of trouble.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.